Hey, it's me, Richie T, on the phone right now. Are you out in L.A., Brandon?
I am.
It's Brandon from the band Fiddlar. Where are you?
I'm actually at a car repair place. I'm getting our van checked out.
The touring van?
Yeah.
What's wrong, you guys? Too much?
No, we've just put on, 80,000 miles in, the last year. So I have to take it in a lot to get service.
Where have you been?
We've gone around the whole U.S., probably just coming up on this next tour, probably our fourth time.
And as you're traveling around, because you're driving in a van, that's got to be old and awful at some points, doesn't it?
You find ways to keep it interesting. But it actually hasn't gotten too bad, but there's definitely some drives, those long, 16-hour ones where you just want to, you start getting a little crazy.
You know,
start saying weird stuff.
It's funny to me as I think of bands and I don't know how to explain it, but maybe that there's levels of bands, and I should preface this with I have no intention of being insulting, so get ready for this. But there's levels of bands where it's you got your van band, and then something works out and everyone finds them and then they love them and then they become a bus band. And then things continue to go well for them, and then they get their own bus band, where you get everybody in the band gets their own bus, and then you get your household name bands, and it's it's a plain band.
Yeah, totally.
I think
we're still in that first. We're in that van band without a trailer, very cramped and dirty and.
And it's just
we like it that way.
It's just the four of you guys, right? That travel, or is there other people that hop in on the van with you?
It's the four of us, and then we have our friend Mike that comes along and does merch and helps keep people off the stage while we're playing. kind of our protector. He's also our spiritual guide.
Oh yeah, takes care of everything.
Yeah, you just make sure that we're all in, a good place before we... because if it was just the four of us, we might get a little too wild. So he's pretty good at, wrangling us in.
Is it kind of like a mediator, in fights, too, where it's all right, everyone, let's talk it out with Mike, okay?
We don't really fight too much, as a band, in fighting. We all get along pretty well. It's more just, if we're left up, to our own device. Well, it's also Mike's completely sober.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't. So it's really nice to have a sober guy and a band of partiers in a way.
It's an interesting thing. It's an interesting thing with bands, talking to them. Sometimes I feel like the music of bands, and I feel this way about your guys' music as well, and we'll sample some of that here in a minute. But I feel like your music is really good. And people just need to hear it, and they need to, get exposed to it, and then I feel like they'll like it. But sometimes it feels like bands are their own worst enemy.
Oh, yeah. I would say that's true. Bands are probably more critical of themselves than anyone else's.
Well, I think not only critical, though, but, I feel like, and maybe it comes with just, what you do and, the kind of people who do it. But you've heard stories of, different people in different bands who partying too much is what got them in trouble. And then the band broke up because so-and-so went to rehab. And so, it's almost like this conscious choice where you have to go, oh, well, we're not going to be like that band, or I'm not going to be like that person, or,
Yeah, it's definitely it's something to think about. You see, there's a lot of, great artists that have gotten really messed up because they've partied too hard and stuff. But, I think we, given, our music is a lot about, partying and drugs and, stuff like that, but we're pretty level-headed guys, and we keep each other, pretty, I don't know. We're all looking out for one another, and so if anyone's getting like a little too nutty, then like, you know, we'll try to bring it back to earth, you know.
How do you do something like that? Because to me, I think it'd be like, I'm just fine. You don't know. I'm fine. I can take care of this. You know, I mean, how would you do something like that?
I mean, you just got to be like, you know, brutally honest with those people and just be like, dude, you're messing up. Like, you should chill out for a little bit. And it sometimes gets tough for sure. But, you know, it's like when you're in a band and you're like married to each other, basically, and you see each other more than you see anyone else, it's like you get to that level of like knowing each other where you feel comfortable to say anything.
That's cool. I think that's awesome.
I guess in our case, that's kind of how it is. I'm sure not all bands are like that.
No, but I think that's awesome. And especially when you're talking about like caring for the guys, because it is. Yeah, I mean, you say like it's like being married, but it absolutely is. You have to have a relationship where you work all that stuff out and talk about things that are just pissing you off like crazy and be able to work through them, because otherwise, you know, the divorce is there's no band.
Yeah, and totally. And like for our band, like we're all very, like, you know, we're all like equally involved in it. Like everything's a four ways, like it's all four of us together doing it. So if you don't have one, you're like, your band's not functioning right. So we have to like all, we're all in it together, basically.
Let's play some music so people can get an idea if they haven't heard music from Fiddler before.
How about we do Horror first?
Okay, so let's play a little bit of that and then come back. So there you go. Let's talk about it. Was that one of the first songs on this album that you guys wrote, or one of the later ads, or you know, where are we coming from on it?
I think that one was like kind of right in the middle. It was one that had been written for a while, and then there was a demo of it. We all thought it was a cool song, but we never really like tried to play it live, or we had some trouble like just working it out or working it into the live show.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just kind of the song that was like hanging around for a while and not really sure like how to get it to like the good spot that it needed to be. And then we were just decided to revisit it one time when we were rehearsing and came up with like a little new arrangement or like a new sound. And it kind of just like brought the song to life. But it's a pretty funny song because everyone thinks it's like, we've gotten a lot of critique about it being like misogynistic or something, that we're calling like women or girls like whores or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's really not the case. It's just kind of, it's about like Max, our drummer, got cheated on by his ex-girlfriend and like just how that feels like immediately when it happens. And it's like, if you just get cheated on by someone, you're not going to be like, man, I really don't like them. You know, you're going to be upset and you're going to be like, oh, she's a whore, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I guess technically she's not, you know, she doesn't. I mean, I don't know. I don't believe she has sex for money, but, you know.
But
it's just kind of that reaction. And
sure.
That, like, it's that feeling of just like, oh, you know, whore.
Yeah. No, I mean, no one ever gets broken up with and it's like, well, you know, I can understand the responsible choice of what you've made in order to disconnect me from your life.
Yeah.
I appreciate your responsibility in this, you know, no one. Except you're a whore. I get it.
Yeah, it's like that gut reaction, I guess. So.
Let's play a little bit of Gimme Something, and let's talk about that when we come back here in a second. So that's a little bit of it. Let's talk about that. Where did that come from? Been around for a long time. Something that just came down. Where are we at?
That one has been around. I guess all of our songs have been around a while. Myself, because we've just been playing them a lot for a while. But that one kind of just came like where Zach and I live in Los Angeles. We live in like East LA. It's kind of like Mexican ghetto area. And we have a lot of like suspect characters, you know, kind of in our neighborhood, like a lot of crackheads and just like vagrants. And that song's just kind of about like the for a while we were recording our album, actually, because we recorded it at Zach and I's house.
Oh, really?
We like recorded in a studio that we built in our house.
Oh, very cool.
But we had all these like this group of guys that would sit right in front of our door and just kind of like ask for stuff. You know, just be like, hey, you got a dollar? You got, like panhandlers or whatever, homeless people. And it just got to this point where like, dude, you got to move. Like, I can't walk in my house if you guys are sitting right in front of my door. So that song is just kind of about like, I don't know, just that feeling of like, hey, give me something. Like, just give me anything. I need something right now. And kind of just like that feeling lost or something.
When are we going to get you guys
to... Like,
oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, that was the end of that thought.
Yeah, when are we going to get you guys to come to Utah? I see dates as I'm looking in the future, and you're all around us, but you're not coming here to Utah. What's the deal?
We played there once, I think. Last fall, we played with Delta Spirit. We were on tour with Delta Spirit and played there. I'm not sure why we didn't... Look at stop there on this tour. I think I don't know. It was just
I will not stand for this. That is not okay by me.
This aggression will not stand.
Yeah, I am going to write a song where I call you guys whores. Okay, that is my gut angered reaction right now. So watch out. No, it'd be cool to have you guys here so people can come check it out.
Yeah. Hopefully next time we go out. We'll try to stop through. I mean, it's weird because, you never know. Maybe we'll book a show last second, like on the way home.
Anybody want to go to Utah? Okay, I'll go. Yeah. Let's go to Utah. Sounds good.
Yeah, let's ask on Twitter if anyone has a house we can play at.
I'll have you guys play in my backyard. You want to do that?
Yeah. I mean, we have done that before, so we might. I don't know. It depends on how we're feeling. We're not too burnt out or not.
Yeah, well, let me know. Let me tell people this. I want to just speak briefly because I thought the name Fiddlar, I saw it originally before I knew anything about you guys, and I was like, why is that spelled like that? What is that? You want to tell everybody what the name's about?
Yeah, it's actually an acronym for F It, Dog, Life's the Risk.
And that's...
I mean, not... But you know, like
you can say it if you dare say it. You're welcome to say it.
Oh, okay. It's fuck your dog, life for real.
And where does that come from?
I never know. It's like radio things.
No, it's fine. Where does it come from?
It's actually like an old. Well, how I first heard it was a skateboard term. It's like there's this group of skaters that were friends of ours in Los Angeles, and they would kind of always say it in regards to like doing a skateboarding trick. And then we kind of adapted it to like a lifestyle kind of thing where it was like, and with our music and just kind of an attitude of like, let's do what we want. Like, who cares what anyone thinks? Let's just have fun. And
do you think Fiddlar is kind of the grandfather to YOLO?
I think so. I think YOLO is like the safe version of Fiddlar.
Yeah, that's a good way of
putting
it.
I feel like people say YOLO because they don't want to go Fiddlar.
Yeah, I like it.
It's like a couple degrees below or something.
So you got your Fiddlar, that's hardcore, and YOLO is like meh, Me, YOLO.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I guess I'll try it.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I wasn't doing anything else, but Fiddler, man. All right. Well, Brandon, I appreciate you taking a few minutes. Best of luck out there. Let's get you to Utah. I'm not kidding. You guys can come play in my backyard, and I'll get a couple people. We can sit around and have barbecue ribs or something.
Cool.
Done.
Awesome.
Thanks. Have yourself a good day, and I appreciate you taking a few minutes.